How does Dr. John Green look at the legacy of former President Jimmy Carter? John joins us live right now on WAKR. And John, thank you for joining us. Dr. Green from the University of Akron. John, how do you look at Jimmy Carter, the president?
Well, you know, it's really interesting because Jimmy Carter lived so long, you know, to be 100 years old, the longest lived president in American history. You know, we've had a chance to see how his legacy is playing out. And, you know, I think the legacy is on balance quite positive. You know, a lot of the accolades we're hearing now that President Carter has passed are that he was really a very decent man, a very good man. And you saw a lot of that in his post-presidency, where he worked with Habitat for Humanity through the Carter Center. He was very involved in public affairs and international affairs. But, you know, I think his legacy as president is a bit mixed. And partly it was because he encountered a lot of real difficulties. You know, a lot of them were in international affairs. Jimmy Carter came into office wanting to pursue human rights at home and abroad. And he had a lot of success in that area. Perhaps the crowning success were the Camp David Accords, where he helped establish peace between Israel and Egypt, a peace that endures today, even despite the wars in the Middle East and Gaza and so forth. But he also encountered some really serious problems elsewhere. You know, there was the Soviet invasion of Afghanistan, a very dramatic change in the Carter administration because they suddenly discovered that they had a very aggressive foe in the Soviet Union. And then, of course, the problems in Iran and the hostages that you mentioned and all those kinds of difficulties. Also, you know, some real domestic success for former President Carter, creating the Departments of Energy and Education. Of course, those two areas, energy and education, are still subject to controversy today, but those were real innovations to create infrastructure in the federal government to address these policy areas. On the other hand, you know, the country suffered from some pretty serious inflation while he was president. And so, you know, like our current president, Joe Biden, Jimmy Carter ended up being a one-term president. So, you know, I think, you know, he faced some really trying times. And on balance, I think he had some success, but certainly faced some difficult problems.
And John, thrown right in the middle, you mentioned the word energy crisis, right, during his presidency. And a lot of people will point to the finger of the energy crisis that basically spelled doom for him, for being a one-term president.
I think there's a lot to that. A lot of the Carter inflation, you know, and of course, inflation's just bad news for incumbent governments, whether they're, you know, on the right or on the left in the United States or around the world. But, you know, energy costs just really, you know, increased dramatically. And partly that had to do with the foreign policy conflicts that broke out in the Middle East, you know, the Arab oil boycott and so forth. And so part of the idea of creating the Department of Energy was to have a more focused and comprehensive response to the energy needs of the United States. You know, some of that has worked out quite well, and some of it is still a challenge.
With us is Dr. John Green, professor of political science at the University of Akron. John, many people will say Jimmy Carter, okay president, terrific ambassador. Would you label it that way?
Oh yeah, I would agree with that. I think Carter really, you know, wrote the book on how former presidents can be very constructive, and you know, he was very good at that. And part of it was the establishment of the Carter Center in Atlanta. You know, he went back after his presidency to live in Plains, Georgia, you know, where he came from, but he continued to be very active in international affairs and really played an enormously constructive role in monitoring elections, resolving conflict. He was an advisor to all of his successors. Sometimes those relationships were a little bit tense because, you know, of course, there were tensions. But I do think there's a real model for how ex-presidents can continue to serve constructively long after they leave the White House.
If you had to paraphrase Jimmy Carter, president of the United States, you being a professor of political science, what would the opening paragraph read?
I would say that Jimmy Carter was an outsider from the Washington establishment, and he brought with him some real insight and some innovations, but he also didn't have initially the experience he needed to operate effectively in Washington.
John, great stuff this morning. Thanks for getting up with me the day after the holiday. Looking forward to many more conversations, my friend, in 2025. Thanks, Dr. Green.
Me too. Have a good day, Ray.